They are an elite search and rescue team specializing in one thing and one thing only, bringing home the forgotten. All right, men, listen up. Here's a scenario. The boy's name is Bobby. The clients are his family. He and his friends went on a magical roller coaster ride back in the 80s. They never came home. They were instead transported to a Type 4 magical realm and are being held there against their will. Targets include, but are not limited to, one pale unicorn necromancer, one multi-headed alpha dragon, and the creature that's kept them captive this entire time. A magical midget named the Dungeon Master. No matter where they have to go, no matter what they have to do. We go in, we collect the children, we flatline anything that stands in our way, we come home. Any questions?
Sir!
This fall, everyone comes home. No exceptions. The Loose Ends on the SDI Television Network. Check your local listings. We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice. Folks, Widget Walls here. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to Weekend Justice. Hope you are doing well. Hope you have survived the week. If you have not survived the week, then I wish I had a call-in number because I'd love to hear how you're listening to the show if you're dead. That would be fascinating. We're syndicated in death. Anyway, so anyway, here we are with some weekend recommendations for you and some other odds and other bits and strange weirdness that we're going to do for you. To entertain you as you make your way into work to suffer one more day of oppression at the day job until you're finally released for a slight parole of a couple of days. So how do you spend those couple of days? We're here with some ideas and suggestions. So let's go ahead and get started. Audiobooks, we got a couple here. First of all, from Cadman over at Harper Audio, we have for the people who don't have a lot of time to listen, we have The Essential Dorothy Parker. And basically, this is a short story, Big Blonde, which is read by Cynthia Nixon. And there's two other shorter short stories, Mrs. Post Enlarges on Etiquette and Horsey, performed by Christine Baranski. So if you have never checked out Dorothy Parker before, now is your chance to do so. 60 minutes of your time, and you get introduced to a great writer. What a deal. But that's Cadman. Anything pretty much by Cadman is worth picking up, especially their T.S. Eliot stuff. Tasty. Anyway, so that's Essential Parker from Cadman at Harper Audio. Now, if you have a little bit more time on your hands, if you, let's say, for example, are taking a road trip or something like that, you might want something a little meatier, something unabridged, shall we say. Well, I'm going to throw at you this from Blackstone Audio. It's Clifford Irving's The Hoax, and this is read by Joe Barrett. And Clifford Irving, that name might mean something to you, and it probably does, especially if you've seen Orson Welles' F for Fake, which is available in a kick-ass Criterion edition, by the way. But basically, Clifford Irving did this huge literary hoax that was supposed to be an autobiography of Howard Hughes. And at the time, Hughes was this very reclusive, very mysterious character. And if you saw the The Aviator, you're probably wondering, now if he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, then why is he, you know, always hiding, which was the mystery of that film. But, you know, in reality, he was constantly just, you know, paranoid and freaky and pretty much even freakier than the film made him out to be. With this, it's Irving, the guy who perpetrated the hoax, telling you how he did it and giving you all the details on the hoax itself. So if you are familiar with the Howard Hughes story, or you're familiar with F for Fake and all of that went into it, then you want to find this out to get, you know, as Paul would say, the rest of the story. So that's the hoax from Blackstone Audio. And that is, like we said, there's some time invested in this. 14 and a half hours across 12 compact discs. So check that out from Blackstone Audio. Now next up, got a book recommendation for you here. This is from Author House. It's Bob Love's Destiny's Voyage, SS Atlantic, the Titanic of 1873. And I'm always interested in stuff about the sea, especially, you know, ships and shipwrecks and stuff like that. Shadow Divers was one of my favorite audiobooks of, I think that was last year. Time is just a blur, but I like reading about the ocean so that I don't ever have to go anywhere near it, because I have a special relationship with the creatures of the ocean. I don't go bother them where they live, and they don't come bother me in my apartment. So, you know, we have an understanding, and so I don't want to screw that up. But basically, this is another one of those books that helps me go through that. But basically, it's exactly what it says, that, you know, before the Titanic, which was 1912, there was the company that came out with the Titanic, the White Star Line, had another ship, the Atlantic, that had a terrible accident in 1873. If you're not aware of this incident, or you have, like I do, a love for books that tell you about you know, historical things that happen on the sea, whether you like to go there or not, maybe you could read this on the beach if you're like to be out on the beach. Me, I, you know, about me and the sun. But basically, if you're interested in learning a little bit of history, especially about history of ships and such, Destiny's Voyage from Author House is something you might want to look up. Okay, I got a couple of music picks for you here for your weekend enjoyment. First of all, from Sony Legacy, we've got Tony Bennett. He's recently turned 80, and so there's a bunch of releases that have come out kind of celebrating his life. But yes, this is Tony Bennett's greatest hits of the 50s. And, you know, say what you want about Tony Bennett, but I like the old school vocalists, you know what I mean? Just get up there with a big band or a small band or whatever, orchestra, whatever they can do, and they just kind of rule it, you know what I mean? They just kind of go to town on the mic from a sheer vocal standpoint, and they kind of sell the song. They've got a great stage presence. You don't get that too much anymore. So I kind of like, you know, folks like Tony Bennett who are still out there and who can still do it. So with this, you've got tracks like Lullaby of Broadway, Climb Every Mountain, Cold Cold Heart, some great stuff on here, 16 tracks in all. So if you like Tony Bennett, then you should definitely check this out. Or if you're only familiar with, like, you know, his stuff that he's done recently, because, I mean, the guy's been recording for forever. So you can check this out. It's the Tony Bennett's Greatest Hits of the 50s. And the subtitle here is An American Classic Celebrates 80, and that's from Sony Legacy. Next up, let's talk about Katie Bowser, and I got her new EP here with me, All of My Friends. And it's kind of, Katie's kind of a folksy, kind of old-timey, kind of classic kind of sound with, you know, just kind of stripped down basic sound to it. I mean, no wild orchestrations or anything like that. Just very basic, very down to, again, what I was saying, you know, just the vocals, the person's voice, the lyrics of the song, and some great instrumentation behind her. But rather than hear me try to explain everything, let me just snag a track for you to listen to, and you can make up your own damn mind. This is from All of My Friends. It's the first track, Turn the Other Cheek. So you are listening to Weekend Justice, and Weekend Justice is listening to Katie Bowser.
Go the extra mile.
That was excellent. That was Katie Bowser. That was Turn the Other Cheek from her EP, All of My Friends. And you can check her out on the web at katiebowser.com. And that's KATYBOWSER.com. And of course, we'll have the link on the actual podcast post here. But what she sent me is actually really cool. The case for this was the CD with some lovely artwork on it that was in a plastic sheet, little sheath thing. And it's in a folded up paper bag, and they've basically created a stamp with the credits on one side and the artwork on the other, and the song list on another, and so that it kind of folds up kind of basic origami style, and it's sealed with sealing wax, which has got, gives it just a, you know, you look at this and instantly, let me put it to you this way. It's very effective because I get, if you can look at the Heads Up podcasts, I get so much stuff in here, so many CDs, so many DVDs, so much stuff that something like this stands out instantly that I instantly want to grab it out of the pile and go, what is this? So, you know, kudos for some excellent packaging. So yes, go check her out at katiebowser.com, and I'll put a link up to her MySpace stuff as well so that you can check out some of the other songs that that she's got going on out there. So, and thanks to Katie for letting us play that on the show. So that, as I've mentioned before, I'd like to break up the podcast a little bit so that you're not having to listen to me drone on and on and on for, like, you know, 30 minutes to 40 minutes, because I'm amazed that, you know, we don't hear about, you know, mass suicides among my 3 to 5 listeners, you know, kind of like Robert Hayes talking to somebody in an airplane, right? You know, pull out the samurai sword and do yourself in. Anyway, so thanks again to Katie. Let's move along. Okay, let's talk a couple of comic books here. First of all, they're both from Viper Comics. And first up, something that I know that fans of the series have been waiting for. It's the first issue of the new ongoing Dead at 17 series. And for those who don't know, this is a huge hit for Viper from Josh Howard. And basically, it was the story of good versus evil, and in the center was a young teenage girl who finds herself undead and kind of like the champion of all that is good. As I've said before, you can't go wrong when you've got an undead schoolgirl bisecting zombie skulls with an axe. So you've got more of the same here, and it's kind of just setting up the circumstances of how this fits in with the whole Dead at 17 mythos that has come before. So there's, you're not quite sure what's happening yet, but it looks like a good start. So fans of the series will want to snag this. This just came out the week before last from Viper Comics. It's Dead at 17, number one. And if you have not already checked out, for example, the first miniseries, you can do so because they've got those collected in a nice, nifty trade. So snag that as well. We've also got the second issue of A Dummy's Guide to Danger, also from Viper, like I said, from Jason M. Burns and Ron Chan. And as I mentioned before, for those who didn't catch it, you've got your hero. Our hero is a detective with a twist, and the fact is that his partner is a ventriloquist's dummy that that our man Alan, the aforementioned protagonist, carries around with him. And the ventriloquist dummy is a paraplegic because he took a bullet in the spine. So it's kind of a crazy setup, and the body count keeps rising as he's after a killer that apparently has it in for him and some people close to him. So A Dummy's Guide to Danger, it's a fun setup, a nice detective comic with, like I said, with a bit of a twist on how it works, and be interested to see where it goes from here, especially when you got the ending of this issue, which I won't give anything away, so you got to go read it. But it's going to be interesting to see where they take it from here on this particular storyline. So that's from Viper Comics. Lots of fun. Now, I want to take a second to throw a magazine at your head here. And this is, of course, from Tomorrow's. And it's the 18th issue of Back Issue. It is their big green issue. And this is actually quite cool in that it's, well, I mean, it's everything green. They've got Peter David talking about the Hulk. And there's some information in there about what he had planned on doing, how, you know, during his run, how it felt to come back to it, that type of thing. Neil Adams is there to talk about Continuity Studios and his work on everything from album covers to working with 3D to to his new scientific theories about the expanding world, which are kind of, you know, crazy, but you know, it's Neil Adams. What are you going to do? And I heard him on the Art Bell show the other day. So imagine my surprise when I'm listening to one of my, because I'm woefully behind on listening to Art Bell, right? So I, you know, and our guest tonight is Neil Adams. And I was like, what in the hell? Neil Adams. And yes, it was the Neil Adams talking about the expanding world, you know, that you know, the world used to be 25% the size of what it is today. So I was like, well, this is different. But anyway, so fascinating interview with him about his theories and stuff like that. A lot of Green Lantern type stuff. And of course, with Tomorrows, you always get lots of artwork that you've never seen before, rough drawings, galleries, and stuff like that. So if you're a fan of Green Lantern, obviously you want to pick this up. But if you're, you know, if you want to focus on the positive things that comics used to be, and comics still have a lot of positive stuff. And of course, I'm talking about the big two here. We're talking about Marvel and DC back before they lost their fucking minds. Then Tomorrows is the place to go hang out. And this is back issue number 18. All right, let's flip over to DVDs then and knock this out. We've got from Sanctuary, we've got Blind Faith, London Hyde Park, 1969. And basically, this is their debut gig, and the deal is that this was June 7th of 1969, and they performed in front of 100,000 people, and the full show has never been seen, but now it's been released for the first time on DVD. So how cool is that? And for those of you who are perhaps younger and don't know Blind Faith, then you're looking at Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, and Rick. And I never did know how to pronounce his last name. You know how I am with names. And I'm thinking it's either Greck or, well, it's not probably not Gretch, I wouldn't think, because there would be a T in there. So Greck. Let's go with that, shall we? So the four of them came together as basically the first supergroup. And this comes with 9 tracks from that first performance that they gave. Also, you've got extras on here, which is very nice. Promo videos for Spencer Davis, Traffic, Cream, photo gallery, and also a discography for each of the band members. So that's from Sanctuary, Blind Faith, London Hyde Park, 1969. And if you like the band and have been waiting for something like this to come out, snag it. Now's your chance. Now, next up, we've got a couple of the Universal Legacy series of their classic monsters. And very pleased to see these show up. As first, I was like, probably like you, which is, well, why do I need these? I mean, I've got you've probably got the Legacy editions that they came out with back in 2004, which had not only, you know, like for example, Dracula had not only Dracula, but the Spanish language Dracula, Dracula's Daughter, Road to Dracula, Son of Dracula, House of Dracula, you know, for all I know, Dracula's Drive-In. I mean, you know, they had just all of the movies there. So why would you want to grab this 2-disc set? Even though it's kind of swank looking and it's the anniversary 75th edition, why would you want to have these on hand? If not for this weekend, then Halloween weekend. Well, the answer is new bonus bits. This comes with a tribute to Bela Lugosi with director Todd Browning. Todd Browning, who did Freaks, which we talked about before. Pop-up facts for Dracula. And honestly, I wish more movies would have subtitled commentary tracks, because then you can get the best of both worlds and be reading at the same time that you're watching, as opposed to, you know, how it is with audio commentary. You're too busy listening to the audio commentary and you can't hear anything that's going on, so it's kind of hard to follow. A making of documentary that was on the previous release. There is a commentary with film historian David J. Scull, which was on the previous release. But there's a new feature commentary with Steve Haberman, who is the screenwriter of Dracula Dead and Loving It, which should be fascinating. And of course, it's got the Philip Glass score, does have the Spanish language version in it, and also a documentary on Universal Horror, which was narrated by Kenneth Branagh. Now, the Frankenstein 75th edition is the same way. Okay, you've got the pop-up commentary, the facts bit. You've got a tribute to Boris Karloff, a second feature commentary, which is new with a historian, and also the same Universal Horror documentary. So, Dracula and Frankenstein 75th editions. I'm recommending them for this weekend, but bear in mind that you might want to have them on hand for next weekend, or because there's so much in the way of features, go ahead and start now and finish them up on Halloween. But for me, you gotta watch Dracula and Frankenstein on Halloween. That's why I have 5 days set aside for it this time, so I can get all these movies in. And of course, both of those come from Universal. Next up, if you want a bit of a revenge thriller, we've got Dead Man's Shoes, which is out from Magnolia. And basically the story on this is that this guy goes off, joins the army, and his little brother, who's mentally challenged, I guess you would say, is left behind to kind of fend for himself, and falls in with a gang, and the gang just kind of fucks with the brother for ages. So finally, our hero comes back and looks to settle the score with what's gone down with his brother, and does so in very nasty ways, as you might if your brother had been, you know, fucked around with by a gang. So basically, dead man's shoes, which is pretty much what all of those, you know, bastards are walking around with. Now, what's interesting about this is the co-writer, Patty, and I hope I'm saying this right, Considine, okay, is the star, and he's the co-writer. He's on the commentary along with his co-writer and also the producer. So in addition to that commentary, you've got a featurette, deleted scene, and an alternate ending. So if you want some brutality and a revenge type of thriller, like I said, then you can snag this from Magnolia. Now, before we go any further, there's something very important I have to do, and that's play Jerry Lee Lewis. Why? Simply because I can.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. Oh, you're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my nails and I twiddle on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Burn this great balls of fire.
That was Jerry Lee Lewis, of course, of Great Balls of Fire, and that's off of the box set that we featured a while back, Jerry Lee Lewis, A Half Century of Hits, which I'll put a link up to. But the kind folks who were handling that gave me permission to use music from there, so I was like, you know what? If there's Jerry Lee Lewis, I need to play some Jerry Lee Lewis, again, to break up the monotony of my voice, which I feel like I'm allergic to, so I'm sure all of you are as well. Next up, let's talk a little bit of erotica here, a little bit of historical erotica from cult epics. We've got Vintage Erotica Anno 1920. And basically, this is the first of their line where they take you through the various decades leading up to, they've got, you know, 30, 40, and 50, letting you take a look at, you know, what people were looking at as far as, you know, erotica and porn went back in the day. So, but, you know, lest we think that people have, you know, somehow at some point there was some kind of switch thrown and we all kind of realized, hey, we're actually sexual beings and making the beast with two backs isn't that bad. It wasn't like that. You know, humans have always been sexual creatures. It's just that, you know, we've slowly gotten over the idea that we can, you know, legislate around that and other stupid shit like that. But basically with this, very fascinating look at 19 remastered short films from the era to show you what erotica was like back then, and also a photo gallery as well. So it's, you know, if you're familiar with what the way things are right now, this is going to be probably quite tame. It'll just be interesting and educational even. So that's Vintage Erotica Anno 1920, and that's from the fine folks at Cult Epics. For your anime pick, we've got a ginormous box set from the folks at Genion. This is Ultramaniac, which I've been called once or twice, but it's not exactly the same thing. But basically, this is a 7-disc set, which has all 26 episodes of the whole series. This is the complete box set for the whole series. And basically, it's about a young girl who makes a new friend, and the new friend turns out to be a witch. And, of course, as you can imagine, hijinks ensue. And it's just a cute romantic comedy. And, of course, the age rating here is 7 and up, so it's inoffensive to pretty much everybody. So if you like the series, you should check it out. The only features are clean opening and closing animation, but it does run at almost 11 hours with all the episodes here. So it will do more than enough to keep you busy for your weekend. And that's Ultramaniac, the complete box set from Genion. Next up, we've got Volume 10 of Mystery Science Theater 3000. This is from our friends at Rhino. And for those who are keeping track of what films are on which, you've got Godzilla vs. Megalon. You've got Swamp Diamonds, Teenage Strangler, and The Giant Spider Inversion. And I'm sure I'll have to have one of these for my Halloween viewing coming up. But basically, you've got outtakes on this, photo gallery, and a video jukebox. Also on here are two shorts, What to Do on a Date, and Is This Love? So it's not just the films themselves. So if you're a fan of MST3K, and who isn't, you might want to grab this one. And you might want to check out the front page, because as I mentioned there, Volume 1 is out of print, and Volume 3 will be out of print by March. So you don't want to get behind on picking these up, because it'll be an expensive habit if you've got to buy them used, you know, once they start going up in price. So snag them now, or cry in your beer later. And this is, again, Mystery Science Theater 3000, Volume 10, from the folks at Rhino. All right, two more and then we're out of here. We want to talk about, first of all, again from Universal, we've got second season of The Office, which is my television pick for you for this weekend. You've got 22 episodes from the second season across four discs. There's commentary provided on 10 of the episodes, which is sweet. With a lot of TV box sets, you maybe get one, two episodes maybe, but it's nice to see that they actually take time out from making, you know, the new series to actually provide good stuff for the old series. There's deleted scenes, fake PSAs, and more. And for those who have not checked it out, there's always a danger, as I've mentioned before, in trying to translate Brit shows to America, and the number of successes are very few as compared to how many have been tried. But this one seems to have taken off and taken on a life of its own and made a lot of people happy. So if you haven't checked it out, if you haven't seen it on television, you might want to check out Series 1. But if you've been following the show, then my pick for you is the second series here from Universal. And for your straight-up DVD pick for this week, I'm going to throw Taps at you. This is the recent 25th Anniversary Special Edition, which we've talked about before. It comes with a couple of featurettes, a commentary from the director, and most importantly, it has George C. Scott in it. And anything with George C. Scott is worth checking out. So if you have not seen this, because I can't believe it was 25 years ago, because I remember when this was making the rounds for the first time on television, I believe it is. I don't think I saw it in the theater. But 25 years and I'm old. But anyway, so if you have not checked it out, it's worth seeing just for the performances that are in there. Timothy Hutton, Sean Penn and such. Tom Cruise, of course, is in here as well. But if you haven't checked it out, you might want to check that out from Fox, because it's nice and intense and dramatic, and you got to love George C. Scott. So anyway, that's it. That is the end of my list. And that is hopefully the end of your drive. Hopefully we got you into the office, and maybe you're listening to your iPod as you walk in and prepare to settle down into your cubicle, hopefully reinvigorated to make it through the day. We hope so anyway. That's it. Have a lovely weekend. Please let me know what you think about the musical breaks that we had in here. I'd like to get some audiobook breaks in here as well. Like I said, just to give you something else to listen to besides me. And as always, if you are a musician, if you are a movie maker, if you have an audiobook, if you have whatever, I'm interested in seeing it and possibly featuring it here on the show. So let me know. You can contact me at widgesucks@needcoffee.com. As always, please be patient with me because I'm having to run most of this by myself. And as a result, it takes some time to get through things. I have not been able to get my in-basket below 1,900 for I don't even know how long, so it's sad. I'm a pathetic human being. Anyway, so that's it. It just fails to me to thank again Kitty Bowser for letting me use her song, the folks over at the people handling the Time Life for letting me use some Jerry Lee Lewis there. Also want to thank James Underberg, whose song The Battle I got off of Podsafe Audio in order to form the background theme music for our intro for Loose Ends. And I hope by thanking him here and sending you to his website in the post, I'm fulfilling any of my obligations for using his stuff. Podsafe Audio is a terrible website that doesn't really spell out what you're supposed to do for anything. So I'm just assuming it was, here's a download and use it. So if not, somebody please let me know and fix your website, for God's sake. I don't even think, I had to even use it in IE. I couldn't even use it in Firefox. Anyway, of course, the fine folks at Clutch for letting me use Promoter of Earthbound Causes from their kick-ass album Blast Tyrant for my theme music, and all of you for listening to me and putting up with my bullshit. So that's it. Have a lovely weekend. We'll see you here shortly with some more Heads Up. And until next time, bye.